Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Alaska wolves are more closely related to Siberian wolves than they are to wolves in Minnesota. That seems surprising since Alaska and Minnesota are connected by land, and Alaska is divided from Asia by the Bering Sea. But that wasn't always the case. Just a few thousand years ago, Alaska was separated from the rest of North America by vast continental glaciers, enormous ice sheets that blocked passage to the south. Those glaciers contained so much water that sea levels worldwide were almost 300 feet lower than today. The Bering Sea was dry, and a great plain stretched from eastern Europe to the Yukon, a landscape called Beringia.
The famous, now extinct prehistoric animals such as mastodons, mammoths, giant bears, and saber-toothed cats roamed this landscape, but there were other familiar animals present as well, animals that still live in Asia and Alaska. Muskox, caribou, moose, brown bears, wolverines, ravens, lemmings, and wolves. Two animals that live today can be thought of as Beringian artifacts. The gray-headed chickadee and the Alaska blackfish are now found only in Siberia and northern Alaska. Even more striking, the Alaska blackfish is also found in lakes on three islands in the Bering Sea, St. Lawrence, St. Matthew, and Nunavak, islands that would have been low hills on the Beringian landscape. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hocker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.